Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Anookshuk by Jerry Terrio. She's the author of three chapbooks and a full-length collection, Radost, My Red. Her teaching career included 6 years as the English department chair at the International School of Prague. She also taught at Deering and South Portland High Schools and at Waynefleet School. She writes, I wrote Anookshuk in response to Celeste Roberge's sculpture in the Portland Museum of Art's Sculpture Garden. Rising Cairn is a life-size, human-shaped metal cage filled with smooth granite stones, a kneeling figure. Some of my first thoughts about the piece were, Virginia Woolf putting stones into her pockets and walking into the river, Sisyphus pushing his boulder uphill for eternity, and the memory of a well-muscled man creating complicated cairns on the little beach at the east end of the Back Bay path I used to walk in Portland. Anookshuk, an Inuit word, means to act in the capacity of a human. Celeste Roberge captures both the everyday heroism and the purely human act of rising, not sinking, though the earth pulls at each of us with the weight of stone and the inevitability of death. Anookshuk by Jerry Terrio. The stones piled variously on the thin beach near my favorite walking path fall when the tide turns and collect in the crook of that place, prepared for stillness. The water beats them smooth and makes a kind of music, grief's innumerable chuffs and sighs. The woman kneeling does not put the stones into her pockets, but swallows them. Each stone remembered by the tongue, tastes clay and silt, cliff edge and crag, until her body holds the balance between weight and right, like the low tide man hefting stone in his well-muscled arms, smileless, stone-worthy, another swallower. He cairns and stoops. He does not look at me even when I speak. I too remember each fist-sized bruise, each rain-wise stone, turned to the illumined lullaby of loss, we swallow what gathers, clamoring. We sink a bit more each day, stone anchored. She says she's rising, not sinking. In another telling, she carries stones one by one uphill. Some say the carrying goes on forever. That was Anookshuk by Jerry Terrio. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chutin family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.